Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
All right. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spike? Hey, Fritzy. I'll let you boy. Fritzy's back there. Philly's laws. He don't know what to say today.
Yeah, all of a sudden,
they're fine.
Calm down. Don't let him get hot. It all goes away.
Trust Hopper.
Yeah, trust Hopper. Yada 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 yada. Yeah. We'll get to that later. We have another friggin' basketball game tonight.
Oh man, let's go!
Whether we like it or not, the Sixers will play the Knicks again tonight in New York City, Madison Square Garden. I mean, first of all, they can't lose because I have to be at WFAN tomorrow morning, and I certainly don't want to be dealing with that if the Sixers lose. But I still, given everything that's happened, given his whiny baby comment about the fans, this, that, and the other, I look at Embiid and I say to myself, he's got another one in him. You know, he's averaging 35 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists during the playoffs. He came through when we needed him to come through against the Heat. He has been the best player in the series overall. He scored 50 points in Game 3 at home. And they head back to Madison Square Garden with their backs against the wall. It is an elimination game, and every game they play for the rest of the series is an elimination game. And they have been one possession away from winning every game in this series. I think he's got it in him. I have gone this far, and I will not lose faith in a guy until he gives me reason to lose faith. And I don't think in the playoffs.
He hasn't done that yet.
He hasn't.
He hasn't done that yet.
He has not.
Dude, this is sickening. Like, I'm just like, I know it's a minute into the show, 2 minutes in the show. Like, you're already annoying me.
You don't want them. You don't think they're going
to
do it.
No, I want them to put me out of my misery. I don't know. What do you believe in Joel Embiid for? Why?
35 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists.
Yeah. Down in the fourth quarter, when it actually matters. And the one was a 50-burger that jacked up his entire stat line.
Well, that's how averages work.
I know that's how averages work. We don't need to do math on this show today. Yes, we don't need to do math.
He scored 29 in the first game, 34 in the second game,
amazing.
50 in the third game, and has been the best player on defense. They cannot survive without him on the court.
Right.
And you saying that you just want it out of your misery,
yes,
is the sort of loser stuff that – it gets our venue taken over in Philadelphia. You can't, you know, this is the only team in Philadelphia that people are so ready to be mad at all the time that they just don't have faith in. The amount of faith that you will have in the Phillies, the amount of times that you will say, just trust them, just trust them, just trust them.
They've earned it.
They've earned it how? What have they won?
They've been to the World Series.
They've been to
the NLCS. What do the Phillies have to do with anything?
Another loser.
What do the Phillies have to do with anything? But you're deflecting from the Sixers'
problem. I'm not.
Yes,
I'm
you
not
are.
Because your position.
This is whatever happens. Every time I speak up and speak my mind, what about the Phillies?
You just.
Like,
yes.
It matters. The Sixers, all they do for 7 years is fail, and he's the main part of it. Why is it so hard?
Because.
Why do I have to believe in the team still?
It's not that you have to believe. It's that you want them to lose, which It's the same loser mentality.
I want them to put me out of my misery because they're going to win tonight. I know they're going to win tonight. And then they're going to come
back.
And
that's good.
And then they're going to lose tomorrow at Wells Fargo Center because that's what they do, because they always lose tomorrow. They always lose the game six. When people start believing, that's when they lose.
You cannot go into a game with a Philadelphia team and say, I want them to lose because I don't want to deal with the stress of it. That's not what fans do here. I have no idea why with the Sixers, for some reason, it's not just that you don't believe, it's that you want them to lose. Right. It's like, I don't get it.
All right, take a deep breath. I don't think Jack wants them to lose.
He does.
No, I know what he's saying by put me out of my misery. What he basically is saying, I know how this story ends. So I'd rather it end tonight than end after we falsely jump back on board again, after they win tonight, only to come home Thursday with everybody pumped up about it. Let's get into game seven and anything can happen, and then they lose Thursday. I completely agree with him on that. I do. Here's the thing, Spike. We can't change what's happened in the past.
We cannot.
What has happened in the past helps to shape how you view the future and your faith moving forward. Now, I'm not saying you're completely wrong in what you're believing. What I'm saying is, and it's an odd dynamic today, but it's because I've been there where you're at right now. I've been there. But I gotta be honest with myself. There's a part of me that is saying, I know how this ends, and I know I'm going to be pissed, and it doesn't have anything to do with how much I love Joel Embiid. I'm still a Joel Embiid fan. That's never going to change. I ride with him. But it's not even so much about Joel Embiid as much as it is this team. For me, there's something that says to me that, A, they are likely to go up there and win tonight just because all of us believe they're going to lose tonight. They're likely to go up there and win, and then we all buy in, and then we're mad as hell Thursday night and Friday because we lost at home. I can't ignore that part that's in me, even though it's not the majority of what I'm feeling. Hope is the majority of what I'm feeling, but I can't sit here and just act as if I got blind faith and I believe they're going to go win. Yeah, I want them to win, but I also know, man, it's been far too many other times that other side has happened, and I'm not afraid of being disappointed or having my heart broken. That's not what I'm saying right now. I'm just saying for those who don't want to go through that, I kind of understand it. I do understand it. I'm riding with them tonight. You know, I'm going to put my little $20 down on tonight. I got my parlay already set. I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to go tonight. I'm ready. And I'm going money line. I'm not even going points. I'm going money line tonight.
Ike's favorite team is the money bag emoji.
That's where I'm at. I'm just saying I'm riding with them tonight. But I also know that, damn it, man, how are we in this position against this team, man? The Knicks.
This was exactly the way.
This team stinks. This team stinks.
Which is the exact reason why you cannot.
I mean, the Knicks I'm talking about,
I know.
Not the Sixers.
I know. You can't. Which is
they're the beacon of trust. Yeah.
I'm just saying, man. This Knicks team is impressive, man. Come on, man.
It's exactly the reason you shouldn't give up before it's time. That's all.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. And the only thing, and the thing that I'll remind you about Embiid is all we asked for going into this series is, even if they lose, going to every series, what do we want to see out of him? All we said was, we don't want to see one of those series where you're averaging, you know, 24 points and lower than your season averages and blah, 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 blah. And here he is with his season averages of, he's a little bit lower in rebounds, admittedly, 35 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists.
He's giving us what he's got, man. I got no problem with
defense.
The big fella, yeah.
I'm just saying that tonight, I think he has shown enough in this series and against Miami for us to, the same way, and I know this, you'll think I'm crazy, but the same way until the bitter end, you believe that Bryce Harper will get a hit when he needs to get a hit and drive in a run when he needs to drive in a run.
He's done it, though.
Well, but
he's done it,
but he didn't do it until he did it. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
Is that he didn't do it until he did it. In Washington, if you would ask them, is Bryce Harper somebody that you can do?
That's why they let him go.
What I'm warning everybody with is that those Washington fans told us repeatedly about Bryce Harper. Mm-hmm. This guy is not a winner. I don't care what his numbers are. He's not a winning player. We won as soon as he left. I'm telling you, he's not a winning player. And he got here, and we all saw, oh, we just got him at the right time, at the right place, all of those sorts of things. These players who aren't winners until they're winners. And this guy is too good, has evolved too much, has given his body too much, and is too important for me to say, yeah, I just don't want to see him play. I just want this to be over so I don't have to deal with the stress and anxiety of it. I just know how it's going to end. I could come into work tomorrow and say, they screwed us again. And I'm happy to, not happy.
I know what you're saying.
I'm willing to deal with that tomorrow. But I'm not dealing with it yet.
You're not having a defeatist attitude.
Not yet.
Before it happens.
And I, every year with the Eagles, with your Eagles teams, every year we brought ourselves to the brink again.
Sure.
Again, knowing that the pain could be there.
Sure.
So
I'm catching strays.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. I'm
catching strays.
I didn't mean for you to catch strays. I'm just saying, I think he has shown enough for us to believe that he will do it.
And you're out, Jack.
I just think that's so annoying.
Like, I don't know. Did you see it? Have you watched the series?
No, no. I put blindfolds on. I'm not watching. They're on TV2 with the Phillies on TV1. I didn't watch a Sixers game this year. He scored 1 point in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Yes.
Did you watch the fourth quarter, though?
Of course I watched the fourth quarter.
Okay, so when they had three guys on him and he was passing to open guys and they were missing layups or they were bumbling.
Right.
Like, so when he's got three guys on him, what do you want him to do?
No. But it's every fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter, except for the fourth quarter in the game before, where he scored 50 points and hit five threes in the second half, and except for the fourth quarter against Miami when he scored 11 points.
When he didn't show up for the first three quarters of the game, when it's going to happen.
So it's the fourth quarter.
It's full of it. You're full of it. I know your gut's very small because you're vegan, but in that gut, you don't trust them, and I know you don't trust them because you're a smart guy.
So
deep down, I know when I'm speaking to the Spike asking little gut that he does not trust Joel Embiid. You don't trust him.
I do trust him, and the fact is you do the same thing that Howard does. So it's about the fourth quarter. No, I'm serious. So it's about the fourth. How he played in the fourth quarter of the last game, that's the thing that counts. And against Miami, it's how he played in the first three quarters, and the fourth quarter doesn't count.
Okay, well,
And game three doesn't count because he scored 50 points, and that doesn't count. None of these things count. It only counts when it's not happening. It doesn't count when it is happening.
Because more often than not, he lets us down in the fourth quarter.
But that's not what's happening.
Game two, he lets us down. Has this been a coin flip series?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I would like the best player in the series, quote unquote, to be able to flip the coin one time. And he hasn't flipped the coin enough.
But he did.
One time.
Twice during this playoffs. Twice. Against Miami, against New York in game three. It has happened. He can't do it every single game. 215-592-9494. Do you believe in Embiid tonight?
The small gut, the vegan thing. I couldn't help it.
No, that's okay.
That was funny.
Well, I mean.
It's a good line. As a guy with a bigger gut, I think you should trust the gut.
That's why I was gonna fire back
you.
It felt mean.
Yes.
I rolled it out on Buzz last night, and it felt pretty good. So, yeah. It's my new thing.
Wait, his
the
gut or
gut?
My gut?
Oh, no. Like I said, Buzz, your gut's growing. And like by the day, trust your gut.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Jimmy in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What up?
What's up, Jimmy?
So, Spike, you keep saying like you trust him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you know, 2 weeks ago, I talked to Jack last night about this. Jack was the only one who stood pat. Ike understands. Where Jack wasn't going to buy in when you said, you know, you're in now, you're at now, right? And Jack, give him credit last night for standing, right? So this is like you're dating a girl who I used to go out with, and I'm going to tell you what she's going to do to you, buddy. Like, she's going to break your heart, right? So, like, I have the receipts of my heart being broken year after year after year. And the 50-point game was great, and he did it one time. But consistently through a series, this team has let me, us, down repeatedly so bad where I don't understand where you're coming from.
He's averaged 35 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists this series.
What has he done in the fourth quarter when it matters? Last game, like, I told Jack last night, no matter what the game, the ball's going to go through Embiid's hands at the end of the game. Correct?
Yes, but when you're 7'2" and a center and there's 3 guys on you and the ball goes through you, your job is to pass the ball to the open guy. That's what your job is. And he did that and they didn't do it. I don't know what else to tell you. Where was he in the fourth quarter? He was dead because the rest of it, of the team didn't have the guts and didn't have the emotional fortitude to perform in the second half of that game. They couldn't take him off the floor. I don't care.
Yeah, I can't blame them for having Joel out there when the plus minus is so drastic when he's off the court.
Yeah, and it's not every game. Thank you for the call, Jimmy. It's not every game. There are some games when they're able to survive. And I know everyone puts it on Reed. Let's just put Reed to the side for a second.
Sure, yeah.
There's no one who's going to be a backup center for the Sixers that is going to come in and be their focal point on offense and their focal point on defense.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, the offense doesn't even pick up. So it's not just Paul Reed. It's more or less the offense doesn't pick up when he's not on the court.
The offense is the biggest problem when he's off the court. Defense can be a problem, but the offense is the biggest problem. And the fact that Maxey and we've had the discussion a million times, but
totally.
Maxey, Tobias Harris, they can't even play even. You know what's crazy? When you look at Brunson's plus minus, the Knicks are outscoring the Sixers when Brunson is off the court this series. It's crazy to think about that Embiid is off the court for 2 minutes and they go down 10 points, right. And the Knicks are actually plus when Brunson is off the court. I'm just forgetting about condemning the rest of the team, who I do think is truly to blame.
That's
for
really
game
the
four.
Issue. Honestly, yeah. Honestly, I think that's the issue.
And do we want to?
That's the part of the team I look at. I don't even look at Embiid. I'm looking at the rest of the guys not doing anything and really forcing Embiid to do more. Like if Tobias was giving you more than 8 points a game, if he's just giving you 15 points a game, if you can get a consistent game from Oubre, 15 points. Like these aren't astronomical numbers where you're asking guys to play above their skis every game. It's just basically saying not asking Embiid to go out there and having to give you 40 to 45 points just to stay in the game. He scored 50 in that game. That was a close game for 3 quarters.
It was a close game.
Like, that was a close game. So, it's really the supporting cast of Embiid that's really failing him. I don't even blame him as much. I really don't. I don't blame Joel Embiid.
And the other, he's not a guard. He's not
exactly.
It's a different thing when you are the best player on the team and you're the one who's able to bring the ball up, dribble the ball in the perimeter. What?
No, I'm...
No. We're just looking at the call screen.
Oh, no. I'm not talking to him. Talk to somebody
not
else.
Not again, but here we go again. Oh, my God. He's not bringing the ball up. It's hard to get
no,
in the basketball.
Saying,
like, again, how many? How many excuses do
no,
we
no,
need
no,
to make?
No. But it's the same thing. Here's what happens. Joel Embiid gets the rebound, brings the ball into the front court, and everybody complains. You're not a guard. Why you bring the ball up the court?
Yeah.
But when somebody else brings the ball up the court, he's got to fight for 14 seconds for a post position before anyone can throw an entry pass on the friggin' team. Like the only player on the entire team who can throw a ball into the post is Nick Batum. That's it. They have 15 people on the roster and one can do it. I'm just killing him for this. It's just not right. It's not the time. And I think he has earned the respect for not saying going into tonight's game, I just want it to be over so I don't have to watch it again. Don't you want to be there when it changes, when the tide turns?
Yeah, but it's not this team.
215-592-9494. Josh and Manny Yonk, you're on WIP.
Just Mike, like last week, if they win the first round, it's a successful season. Joel Embiid, I hope it's his last game he plays as a Sixer, because all he does is complain. He's regular season MVP, doesn't do anything except complain in the postseason. He could put another James Harden, whomever else. He's got to go, okay? Then you got Silent T, who never shows up in the playoffs.
So he's got to go. Hang on, Josh. He's got to go. Where? What are you replacing him with?
You can.
No. Just answer. You want to trade him. You're done with him. So 35 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists in the playoffs when he's the only capable offensive player 90% of the time. I need you to instruct me how we are getting from point A to point B to build a championship team in Philadelphia when you're trading the best player on the team who won the MVP last year. Please explain that. The floor is yours. Because you're done with it. You're done with it. But I need to hear what your option is. So tell me.
He'll show up when Kelly Oubre's police report shows up.
All right, done. That's it. I don't care. If you're going to call and tell me, you're gone. If you're going to call and tell me you're done with it, you're ready to move on, then and we'll have that. I'm sure we'll have that conversation all summer long after they lose to the Knicks or they lose to Indiana or they lose whatever happens. But be prepared. Because if you call me and tell me you're ready to move on, I want some sort of idea as to how we're moving on. Because nobody wants to rebuild anymore. I already went through that whole thing. And you want to trade a dollar for four quarters like we did with Charles Barkley? You want to get Jeff Hornacek back and Tim Perry? Have at it. I'm not doing it. I will take the guy who won the MVP last year and was runner-up the two previous years, who's averaging 35 points in the playoffs. I will take that. You can take Jeff Hornacek, and I'll take Joel Embiid. That's it. I'm just not dealing with, I'm done with this guy. Shut up. Unless you have a solution, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Have a real solution.
Well, how about the solution that is Daryl Morey's job to find the next best?
Oh, great. That sounds awesome.
Well,
just saying from a fan's perspective, they're not in position to actually have the answer as to what would be the optimal way to build the team moving forward without a Joel Embiid. But I don't think it's wrong for a fan because I'm telling you, I'm teetering. I'm teetering, and it's not about me not being a Joel Embiid fan. It's about whether or not I believe – it's time to move on from this process or continue to build around it. And the only way I can continue to have faith in building around it is that I got to have faith in the people who's in charge and putting people around Joel Embiid. Like, that's where I have to be at. I have to be that. So, to me, it's really about them figuring out this season is going to end. Whether it ends tonight, it ends Sunday, whether it ends in the next round, what have you, I don't believe it ends in a championship. I don't believe it ends with them playing for a championship. So let's just say, what are they doing this offseason that's going to make fans encouraged about moving forward?
That is 100% fair. I just think if the response is the same way that you would say about Jalen Hurts, if somebody says he's not it, then my response to you is, okay, what now? So
what's the alternative?
Yeah,
now?
It is 100%. It is absolutely Daryl Morey's job to, after the season is done, figure out what the right thing around Embiid is.
Yeah.
To me, the frustration with me is the people who are done with Embiid. Mm-hmm. Who, by the way, are the same people who did not like the rebuild that they went through 10 years ago, don't want to do that. And the answer is obviously not to build around Tyrese Maxey. He is not a focal point of a basketball team. He's a good player.
Right. He's not somebody you're building a championship around, no.
You know? So.
Yeah, I agree. No, I agree with that part. But hold on. So I'm just trying to look at, this is different than going into tonight's game and what the rest of this series is on, because I kind of feel like we're having two different conversations, whereas Jack is more or less, he's given up on what the team can ultimately be, and he's ready to scrap it and move on.
Right.
Like, you have some people who feel that way versus you're saying we need to maintain hope and belief.
I just want to see it through. They were 31-8 this year when they played the regular season.
Okay.
They won 8 games to finish the season. They won a game against Miami that if you had all this feeling that everybody has, and by the way, just to let you in, I'm as nervous as anybody is. I've seen as much failure as anybody. Mm-hmm. But if you had asked everybody, are you confident against the Heat? And everybody would go, no, championship pedigree, Jimmy Butler, they were in the finals last year, blah, 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 blah. And it happened. Mm-hmm. And after the first two games, are they going to come home and win this game? No, blah, 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 blah. And Embiid did.
You're not ready to give up on it.
I'm not ready to give up. I will be plenty ready to give up maybe at 7:45 tonight, but I am not
ready.
No,
we're not giving up. That ball get tipped tonight.
We can't get them to call it off.
10 toes down.
Can't get them to call it off.
No, I mean, listen, I'm with you from this standpoint. I'm all in on tonight's game, and I'll go with it until the clock hits zero, And then we'll react to the aftermath.
Sure.
We'll react to the aftermath. I think what you're getting, or what we're getting, I should say, on the show today, is people basically saying they already see it.
Yeah, throwing in the towel early.
That's basically what you're getting.
This is the town of Rocky.
You guys are
throwing in the towel.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I got no one to hold them and no one to fold them.
I'm Dido over here. No white flag on
that. I don't know who that is.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry. Jeez. This song was popular 15 years ago. Coming up next, what is more likely? That the Sixers win tonight,
woo!
Or they no-show completely?
The Eagles get us hot and bothered, but usually we're all in unison about the Eagles. We're all usually on the same side, whether it's anger or excitement. But these Sixers, boy, I tell you.
There's no anger like Sixers anger.
Man,
none.
It's the fan base, bro.
It's the afternoon show on 94 WIP with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, it's engagement season, everybody. All right, fellas, are you looking to give that special someone a ring that will show her just how much you love her? Well, visit my friends over at Mark's Jewelers. The team at Mark's, they have diamond consultants that can help you find the best ring for every budget. You need wedding bands? Well, guess what? Mark's has you covered for that also. Mark's offers Jewel Vision, the only way the two of you can customize the perfect matching wedding bands. Mark's has it all, with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Shop the home team at marks-jewelers.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em.
This is the Ike Anthem.
Know when to fold 'em. Know when to walk away.
My anthem.
And know when to run.
You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the dealing's done.
WIP Afternoon Show.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
You know,
Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
A great Kenny Rogers movie. Jack, I know you've never seen it. Spike, you may have seen it.
Kenny Rogers movie?
Yeah, not The Gambler.
What movie?
Six Pack.
Never saw it.
Never seen Six Pack?
No.
Oh, my God. It's an awesome movie.
Really?
Awesome movie. People out there know exactly what I'm talking about. They'll be in our on our Twitter timeline about that movie.
Six Pack.
I forget the – you'll know the – you'll know the. It's two females that play in the movie. The young girl who was the sister of all the orphan kids, and then there is Kenny Rogers' girlfriend.
Okay,
in the movie.
Okay,
who he's chasing, but they're sort of he didn't adopt these kids, but these are like orphan kids, and they ran like a what do you call it, a pit crew for speed racing. This is when Kenny Rogers was a race driver. So, and Six Pack is these six pack of kids
that ran the pit crew for his
race
car. They ran
the pit crew, yeah, but they started off as car thieves.
Sounds like a Burt Reynolds movie. Doesn't sound like
it. Does sound like a Burt Reynolds movie. It probably was right in that time, the area of Smokey and the Bandit. It's like it's the '80s. It is an '80s movie. It's a mid-80s movie. Guarantee you'll love it. Six Pack.
I will watch.
Guarantee you'll love it.
Next time my wife is out of the country, because she will not want to watch that movie.
Very underrated. Very underrated.
He's a country singer, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Kenny Rogers.
And he owns a chicken shop. But that's a Seinfeld reference.
Yes.
And you never watched Seinfeld, which
right.
is killer.
Well, but Kenny Rogers Roasters was a real place. It
oh,
wasn't
really?
Just in Seinfeld. Yeah, yeah. Real place.
Now, Roy Rogers.
Also, anything with Rogers in it is fried chicken.
It's not just about Kenny Rogers.
So, A.J. Brown talked today. In about 10 minutes, we will play for you what he said, because he did say something about his call to WIP. So we will play that as well.
Oh, really?
There was a very
interesting... Shout out to AJ.
Yes.
Hold on, did he give us a shout out or did he rip us?
He was like, you know, that I really wish I had answered that Kellen Moore question.
The first thing he said was that Kellen Moore.
Yeah.
My guy.
And there was somebody at the press conference that is interesting and of note. So we'll tell you that about that in about 10 minutes. Before we get back to calls on the Sixers, what is more likely tonight? Sixers win or Sixers get run out of the building?
Oh.
More likely, not...
Truth serum?
Yeah.
Sixers get run out of the building.
Yeah, it's like 54% more likely they get run out of the building.
Yeah, it's truth serum, yeah. Yeah, I'm just...
I'm allowing...
I started to do a whole, we're not getting run out of the building. I started to do a whole rally and cry, but... Yeah, if you're asking me of the two, it's more likely when you say get run out of the building. I look at that as a double digit loss.
Yeah, 113-95.
Okay, yeah,
something
I could see something.
You know,
like
that's
that,
not
yeah.
even as close as the score appears.
As the score appears, yeah.
Jack, I know what your
I'm just saying though, if they no show,
it will not be good for them.
Well, you're going to be happy about it, right, Jack? Because
no,
then you don't have to watch them anymore.
Well, listen,
just watch your sweet little Phillies win.
Well, it's late night games.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got to get the Sixers games in before. You know what I mean?
Right. AJ Brown quote in about 10 minutes. Do I do the one that I don't want to do?
Oh yeah, his boys first. Won it last night too.
Okay, Euro John, you're on WIP. No. You have us on speakerphone.
No, I don't. Is it all right?
All right. Keep going.
All right. There's the thing, right? You can talk all this stuff you want to talk about, but I know basketball. I played at a high level. I was going to play pro ball in Greece back in the day. I had all
Bull.
The floaters. I was grabbing a rim of 5'8". All right? And I know when I see something wrong with Joel Embiid. You can talk all this stuff about 35 a game. But I'm going to talk to you about 6-17 against Miami, 8-22 game one, 11-29. Last game, he was 7-19. All right? When Jaws in that jumper, I told you, he's unstoppable. But the problem is, that's his go-to move. He's got to be in the paint.
No.
All right?
Can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do Joel Embiid's got to be in the paint every time. I can't do it every time he calls. It's not 1995. You just get you. God bless Euro John.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way NBA basketball is played. And honestly, the biggest problem in the last game was that every time he caught the ball in the post, once Hartenstein went out of the game, they had five guards and forwards out there who would swarm him every time he touched the ball, and no one could get him the ball in the paint. It's just, I can't do that one anymore. I'm sorry, Eurojohn. I can't do that. He's got to get the ball in the paint.
Yeah.
And also, I think in the playoffs, I think he's shooting 45%. Mm-hmm. I would love for it to be 50. But when you're able to generate 14 free throws a game, then okay, if he shoots 7 of 19, but he scores 29 points on 19 shots, I'm fine. I'm fine with that. I'm absolutely fine. I would love for him to shoot 50%. He's not shooting 50% in this series. I can't do the paint thing anymore. I just can't do it. Can't do it. Russell in Wilmington, you're on WIP. Russell. Russell is not on WIP.
But Russ.
Tony in Delaware. We'll stay in Delaware. You're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
We can hear you, brother.
All right. I am a big-time Embiid fan. I hear what you guys are saying about him. I agree with everybody but one person, but we ain't going to say his name. Huh? Just think about this. When Embiid first came back and we was fighting to get into the playoffs, do you actually think we could have gotten in the playoffs without Embiid?
What do you mean?
That's my question to you.
They basically did get in the playoffs without Embiid. What do you mean?
No, you did not. The last maybe 10 games, they was fighting to get into the playoffs.
No, they were fighting for a particular seed. They were up enough from the, I guess, 11th place team that they were virtually a lock to make the playoffs.
If the question is
not make the playoffs, make the
play-in.
My question is, do you actually think if Embiid didn't come back this year, the Sixers would have made the playoffs?
Well, they would have been in the play-in.
They would have been in the play-in. Yeah.
I don't think they would.
I think the real question is here, if he doesn't play at all, are they a playoff team? And they're not.
Of course, they're
a 32-win team or something.
You mean the entire season?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Now think about this. You know who's the luckiest person on the Sixers right now? It's Tobias Harris. He loves that everybody's picking on Embiid while he shows up every night with 7, 8, 10 points a game. I agree with Ike. If he gave us 15 points every game this series, this series would have been over. Mm-hmm. Agree?
Certainly would be 3. It could be 3-1 Sixers. I don't know if they would have swept, but it could be at least 3-1.
Yeah, I agree.
Or 2-2.
But when a game is
Tobias Harris is getting – nobody's talking about him. He just shows up. I went to a game and
talk about Tobias every day.
Yeah, I mean,
he gets ripped every day, all day.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Tony. The problem with ripping Tobias is that
it's pointless.
Yeah, he's gonna be gone.
That's the positive. If they lose tonight,
it is.
So we don't have to watch him for one more game.
Yeah, I would agree. If it wasn't too mean to do a Tobias Harris farewell party, that would be a great event for the WIP afternoon show.
No, you'd have to do that once the season is officially over.
Yes.
It's hard to do that.
No. Once it's over.
Oh, yeah. I'm all for it. I'd give him a farewell gift.
Yeah.
Send him off well, man.
How about a special on Friday, Chickies and Pizza's $160 million wings. $160 million pizza. A special Tobias Harris farewell. Chickies is going to do $160 million drafts or something. Maybe just as a special, as a tribute to Tobias.
Well, you can start a voicemail and have people call in and give their best wishes for Toby.
We could definitely do that. We could do here's what you do. You call the voicemail line, you leave your best wishes for Toby and a book recommendation.
Here's what's going to be even more maddening.
A crumble cookie.
Listen, here's what's going to be more maddening than this.
And they resign him?
As you guys gloat. No, they're not going to resign him. That would just be bad PR.
Yeah.
But when they give Kelly Oubre the deal.
I don't think they'll give him a big deal.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. Okay, so it's going to be either him or it's going to be an older player that you're going to overpay for. My only point is, in order to get that third star that everybody wants that we can rely on, you're going to either pay big money for a guy with potential or you're going to pay for a guy who may be past his prime already. You're not getting a legitimate young third star.
I totally
agree. Fill that role.
But as long as we don't give $160 million to somebody who's never made an all-star team, I will take my chances. I'll take my chances, which is what Tobias was.
I mean, you may have to give that to somebody who's never made an all. He may need to be on a team. He's just been a good player. Like, you know, there's a lot of players that average 18 points a game on bad teams that have never made an all-star team, and then they're like, they cash in.
By the way, this is why.
Like, who are you going to get then? Like, who are we going to get?
This is why I would rather have a 34-year-old Paul George.
Right. Exactly.
Because I know that occasionally he can carry the. And people forget about Paul. It was a long time ago. Paul George was the best player on a team that was in the Eastern Conference Finals, by the way, and going toe-to-toe
with LeBron. Miami. Yeah.
That was 11 years ago.
So.
It was 11 years ago, though.
Jack, I'll ask again. Whether you want Paul George.
I'm fine with Paul George. I'm just pointing out it was 11 years ago.
Klay Thompson. Like, these are all guys you're going to overpay.
I agree.
To come here and still give you the same 14 points a game.
Well, I'm not paying LeBron for 14 points a game.
We're not.
You're not getting LeBron James.
Yes, well, I disagree, but sure. LeBron at least was the best player on the title team 4 years ago.
Yeah, you're not getting LeBron
fake
James.
Yes. A fake title. We will play you the A.J. Brown audio. Oh, right after. To what do we owe the honor, Nafis?
Oh,
Nafis
the
Barber. It has been a while. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
Now, Nafis, I remember you back in the day, man.
Yeah.
Way back in the day when you used to
way
call.
Way back, right.
Yes. And like, you're like one of the only brothers I'd first ever heard of cutting a white guy's hair. Like, you actually was Spike's barber.
He was
awesome to me.
He was not my barber at my wedding.
Yes, he was at the wedding. Yes, he was at the wedding and everything.
And the reason was I made a conscious decision that I wanted my barber to be black because I felt like he would give me a better haircut than what I was getting. And I found Nafis. And Nafis took it. And before I moved up north, that Nafis was. How are you doing? You good?
Cheers, man.
Yeah, I'm good, man. It's good to hear y'all back on the radio, you know?
Now, you are an Embiid hater, though.
Don't do that, Spike. Don't mislead the jurors. No.
Okay.
I think that it's just time for Embiid to take his bow and move on.
Damn.
You know, I've been saying this for the past 2 years, right? And Sixers fans are so – they just love the idea of just having him here but not being winners, right? Every year he's done the same thing. Got hurt in the playoffs. Don't finish the fourth quarters. But guess what? Everybody loves when he makes 2 out of 8 threes.
Well,
right,
Nafis, let me ask you this. In the history of the NBA, who has voluntarily traded an MVP in his prime? Who? Tell me a time when that worked out, when a team voluntarily moved on from an MVP-level player in his prime.
Well, I think that there hasn't been any, right, that I can think of. But I would say this. This is a first for everything, right? This is a first for everything.
We'll regret it.
So this is the question. What are we going to regret? Not going to the playoffs? I thought the end goal was to win a championship.
Yeah.
What are we going to regret?
So who are you going to win a championship with? What's the move? The only move when you're moving on from a MVP level player is to say, I want to rebuild again. Nobody here wants to do that again. The only option is to see it through with Embiid. I just don't think I don't think there's another option.
So the only option is to be mediocre.
They're not mediocre.
They are mediocre.
Kind of. I mean, he's not mediocre, but the team is mediocre.
Right.
But I don't see a path to getting to a team that is better than the current team by trading him, unless you're willing to wait 4 years.
No, you're right. I mean, listen.
I just, you know what?
When you trade Joel Embiid, you're pretty much starting over.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Yeah, you're starting over.
It's not too bad.
So the question is, because we got to be realistic, the way it looks, he only has about 2 years left.
Okay.
Right?
So let's do the 2 years.
So ride the 2 years out, just going to the first round and losing, or start the process of starting over.
Nobody wants that.
Hold on, Spike. Nafis, it's the first time in my fandom as a Sixer with Joel Embiid being here that I'm now contemplating this. It is the first time.
You know what, you guys.
Here's the thing. I love Joel Embiid, but the idea that this is going to work or continue to put yourself in this position, that isn't necessarily appeasing to fans. So if you don't believe it's going to lead to a title, then what should we do?
I think it could. I think it's got a better chance of leading to a title than the alternative.
Right.
And you siding with a novice basketball mind like Nafis. I've seen him coach novice and heard him argue in the barbershop. Novice. Would not agree with Nafis.
We can't get out of the first round. And look, I'm going to say, even if we do get out of the first round, we can't get 10 points from Embiid in the fourth quarter most of the time.
And except for the times when he does, and then that time doesn't count either. He can't win. He can't win. He can't win. He can't win. Got you know. All right. We gotta go, Nafis. I'll text
appreciate
you.
Y'all.
All right, Nafis. Yeah, don't be a stranger, bro.
Long time barber.
Yeah, man. I remember Nafis calling back in the days, man.
I remember once I needed a haircut from Nafis, and I needed to do it at 7 a.m. And I said, "Will you meet me at the shop at 7 a.m?" And he said, "Can you drive my son to school after?" I was like, "I got you." He's in college now. The kid's
How about
in college
that?
Now. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So A.J. Brown talked today. And
what did A.J. say?
So he talked because he'd signed the extension. So he did a press conference. And he was asked about his call to WIP. And here's how it went. God bless A.J. Brown. That was a good response, man.
All right.
Oh, now you don't like it.
No. Okay. Oh, believe me, I'm going a complete opposite way with this.
Okay.
Because what I gathered from that is, far be it from me to give myself a pat on the back about anything, but he clearly said he learned something from the calling in.
Right.
I think I was the one that was kind of explaining to him about sort of how it is what we do and people have opinions and things of this nature and playing in this town. And you got to sort of just be able to accept that sort of thing. It kind of goes with playing in this city. So while he didn't necessarily give me direct credit for that, in a roundabout way, him just saying he learned from that experience, that phone call, and to allow people to have their opinions about certain things and not necessarily react to them, I think I had a little bit to do with that, right? I mean, he called in pretty fired up, and by the time the call was over with, he was kind of agreeing with me on a lot of things as I was just trying to explain to him that it isn't anything personal or no one is necessarily making up anything about you. It's just this is part of what we do.
No, I agree. And you're not always going to get it, and I'm sorry I was wrong.
Sure, and I'm not even looking for
no,
that.
No, and I don't think he was wrong to call the radio
no.
station. I think he was wrong in what he thought we were doing.
Right.
And I think he was wrong in taking a clip of me out of context and putting it on the internet and making everybody mad at me. I think he was wrong at that.
Well, we played some part in that. We actually put the clip out.
No, we didn't.
Oh, that's right. We didn't
we
put
didn't
the clip,
put clip
out. I forgot about that. No, we did not put
we
the
didn't.
Clip out.
But I give,
stand corrected.
But I give you guys credit for having the phone call and you telling him the way that it is around here. But I give him credit for saying out loud, I learned something.
Yes.
And I've learned to let people say what they're going to say, and that isn't always something that I need to.
Yep.
You know, it's the same thing about, you know, we were talking earlier. You don't need to answer every tweet that criticizes you.
Yep.
But, and I have to learn that. We all have to learn that.
We all
that.
Do. We all have
we,
to
we
learn
all,
that.
And we're 20 years, 25 years older than this guy.
Exactly. Yeah, we're older than he is. Yes. So,
now, one person I do have criticism for is the newspaper reporter who said you called the radio station.
Oh, yes.
The newspaper reporter who marches his ass into this building once a week or once every other week to record a podcast that our company pays him for. Can't even say the name of our radio station. Mm. So his name does not get mentioned anymore. Mm. He is the newspaper reporter.
Mm. I'm all with it.
It was a great Joe Banner scoop 15 years ago.
Yep.
So the other notable thing
about— Hey, Les, I call on you, right? You got to answer.
Not Les.
Well, I'm calling back on Les.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going back to Les.
So then the other thing is, Jack, tell us who was at the press conference.
Jalen Hurts is at the press conference.
Oh!
That's meaningful. That is meaningful.
Sort of breaking news.
Meaningful to me is the first time we've seen him in the same room.
Yes. That's meaningful. Him showing up, showing his support, absolutely meaningful.
I completely agree that it's meaningful. And I'm glad that somebody pointed it out, and we should acknowledge it and say it on the air, because we've wondered
Yes.
Whether or not these guys have been around each other, have they been working out together, have they been in communication with each other, we still don't know the extent of those things. But the fact that Jalen was there to support AJ and to be there, that says a lot to me. And if nothing else, that's the first step towards moving forward this season. So that is a good thing.
Huge. And
yes.
I don't care which one it is. I don't care if it was Jalen Hurts saying, you know what, I should be there. Or,
oh, yeah, it don't even matter.
Or someone telling Jalen, you should be there.
Yes.
And him taking that advice,
yes,
and doing it.
Totally agree.
I think good on A.J. Brown, good on Jalen Hurts, the newspaper reporter.
Get out of here.
Our Twitter question of the day is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel for mom online at marks-jewelers.com. More likely tonight, the Sixers no show or they win. Ike, where are the percentages for no show versus win?
Well, this is definitely no show.
Yeah.
Let's go 63% no show.
75%.
Ooh, wow, much higher.
I'm fighting an uphill battle.
I didn't think it was that high.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Pretty high. Coming up next, Phillies finally lose, but they lose to a team with a player who we're all begging to come to Philadelphia. We will talk about that next in the Jackie Baseball Report, WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
So everyone heard that I recently bought a certified pre-owned Honda.
Yeah, we heard because you tell us.
Every day.
Constantly.
Because I have to spread the good word.
I did see you driving around. You look kind of fly in it.
No, it's a pretty fly car. I'm not going to lie. For a dork like me.
Yes.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, we whipped that thing, man.
Yeah.
And certified pre-owned Honda Accord.
Seatbelt go over that gut?
Oh, easily. Yeah, no. Well, that's what extenders are for.
Well,
yeah,
you took a shot at my gut.
Well, your mic's off. Yeah, don't you worry, pal. Mic is incredibly off right now. Well, Scott Honda's brought me into their family. I'm a huge Scott Honda fan. They've been serving the area for generations. And if you're in the market for a newer certified pre-owned Honda, then go where they make it easy to buy your next car. Scott Honda of Westchester and New Jersey. Listen up, because you're in luck. They are now in Vineland, New Jersey. So get down there today. Same reliable cars, same great service. Scott Honda of Vineland. Visit ScottHonda.com and tell them Fritz sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.